Now we're going to call the public hearing to order for the land use application for variance for 361 Maria Avenue. Austin, I don't know if you wanted just to inform the council. I know we've heard a lot about what you're trying to do in that. I don't know if you wanted to get up there and just inform the council what it is that you want to fully accomplish, and then if anybody else from the public wants to talk about it as well.
So basically, last year I tore up my front steps because of a safety hazard, more or less. And I, instead of doing just the basic front steps, it'd be the same distance that they were out, but I want to connect the two doors in a, call it a deck, but almost like a walkway, or yeah,
deck walkway
that connects both doors, the driveway, and there'd be steps going out to the driveway. That's, yeah, pretty much about it.
You don't have any steps on either door.
No.
So, I mean, ideally what we're looking at is, you know, you typically you're allowed 15 feet for the minimum front setback, and you're going to be about 9 feet.
Yep.
And typically you got to either show that surrounding neighborhoods, that it fits the aesthetics of the neighborhood, or that, you know, a due hardship. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, like you said, ideally all he's doing is, it's not like he's putting a big front deck out, so it's not an eyesore to the community. There's similar properties within the block.
Yep.
That have similar situations. So
my house, it's, for example. Right.
Yeah.
So that's basically what we'll be looking, you know, in the council meeting. And I haven't received any feedback or objection from anyone from the notices sent out. Obviously, I don't think anybody's here tonight. So at the council meeting, then that's when the council will do their findings of fact and then make their decision.
Okay.
Anybody else from the public? Council, any other things? Otherwise, we will address it in the meeting. And then I would look for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close public meeting.
Second it.
So moving seconded to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Councilman Popper, aye.
Holding aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Public hearing for variance for 361 Maria Avenue is closed at 1903. Now, what all could rise for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll move on then into public comment. I don't know, Victor, if you wanted to come up, and I believe you were looking to introduce yourself to the council on that.
Yes. Hi, good evening, council members. My name is Victor Ramirez. I am the new owner of a property here in town, 340 Railroad Street. And I have met with Jeremy in the last week. I'm just going to talk about my proposal for the property. It is my understanding that we have to, there's a specific zoning on that property. And what I'm looking to do is basically bring back the apartments that once were on that property, and also bring in some businesses there. Use the property to pretty much, whether it be like office use or haircutting place or anything like that. That's basically what I'm looking to do with that property. So just wanted to come over and introduce myself, and, you know, I'll be going around town here and there, so I may run into some of you in the future. So,
okay, well, welcome to town, and we look forward to seeing something done a little bit different with that property than what it currently is.
I've heard. So, Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, everybody else on the agenda. So we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. Unless there's any changes to the, I would look for a motion to approve as written.
Make a motion to approve the agenda review as written.
Moving second to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Boldin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moving second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Boldin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Kate, you're up in the hot seat.
Well, thank you so much for having me this evening. My name is Katie Schauman. I am the Community Engagement Coordinator for Southern Valley Alliance. We are the nonprofit organization that provides the domestic abuse services for Carver and Scott counties. And I'm here to just share a little bit of information about what we've been doing over the last year, what we've got coming up ahead, and also raise awareness that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So again, thank you for this opportunity to connect and raise awareness. I'm honored to be with you during the month of October, as it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which is a very important time to recognize victim survivors, raise awareness about domestic abuse, and highlight the critical work that we're doing to end the cycle of violence within our community. Did you know that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some form of abuse in their lifetime? And 1.5 million high school students has been physically harmed intentionally by a dating partner within the last year. These statistics are shocking and angering, and the whole reason why we do what we do to break the cycle of violence from continuing. We'd like to think that it doesn't happen within our own community, but the truth is that domestic violence can happen anywhere. Over the last 2 years, calls to our domestic violence crisis line have increased more than doubled within the last 2 years. Since our organization's founding in 1982, we've had the opportunity to assist over 23,000 individuals as they try to lead healthy, violence-free lives, and 71 individuals here in Hamburg alone. We're working diligently to break the cycle of violence by offering our community a 24-hour confidential crisis line that's available for anyone, whether you're experiencing abuse, maybe questioning unhealthy aspects of your relationship, or you're a concerned family member or friend. We offer criminal justice advocacy, brand new transitional housing program, which we launched earlier this year, support groups, and then I also do prevention education within our community and schools. We're really excited to announce that this year we will be moving into our new Domestic Abuse Advocacy Center in downtown Shakopee. We've been located in Belle Plaine for the last 40 years and are excited to be moving to Shakopee to be more centralized between the two counties that we serve. Our new office location is directly across the street from the Scott County Government Center and only a 10-minute drive from the Carver County Government Center, which will allow a lot more time for our advocates to drive to court, meet with individuals experiencing abuse. We're asking that you continue to partner with us and help us raise awareness within our community. There are many ways to get involved, and all that information is on our website, which is svamn.org. And we also encourage you to visit our social media this month, as we're doing 31 days of awareness for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Through increasing awareness, training, and building relationships, we can empower victims, educate our youth, inform our neighbors, and partner with agencies invested in the safety and well-being of our community. So just want to continue to thank you for your partnership and your support as we work to end domestic violence in Hamburg, Carver County, and beyond. So thank you.
Thank you. Council, any questions? Staff, any questions?
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We will be getting a newsletter out at the end of this week.
Okay. So
if there's anything specific you want us to put in that newsletter,
sure.
Get it to Jeremy in the next couple of days.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll get that to you tomorrow. Awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Move on to the old city business. Land use application for 361 Maria Avenue. We heard in the public comments earlier today about what they're trying to accomplish. Is there any additional questions that council has? Any concerns from staff?
No.
And then I would look for a motion to approve resolution 2023-10.
Make a motion to approve resolution 2023-10 for 361 Maria Avenue.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 23-10. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar.
Councilman Boldin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. That's your deck, or pseudo deck, I guess.
So, Austin, I will submit the permit tomorrow, send that in, and then get that process moving, and hopefully they'll get that back to you, and then Jan will reach out to you. We get it back in the office.
Okay. Okay. Jeremy, how long do you think we need to do? Before we can start,
This time of year, I would like to think if I get that in tomorrow, you should have it early next week.
Oh,
yeah, I would. I make no promises,
no.
But I would like to think it. You know, as it winds down here, that they should be able to turn that around in 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on then to the minor subdivision. Jeremy, if you want to give us an update of where we are with that.
All right. So I've reached out to our attorneys, explained to them what we had agreed to at last meeting.
Well, the only thing I got was yesterday, and Matthew McDougall got it, and you also got it, right?
Well, what is it? What was it?
It just says in here that it was the surveyor was notified September 27th, and he hasn't been able to get at it, whatever's got to be done.
The email? Yeah, that's...
That's the same thing.
That's the last update I've received. Yes, yep. Correct.
So, and then it says that the council could approve the split base upon existing survey. Is that going to happen, or?
Well, the talk was the push was to get that survey in a timely manner so we can get this.
The survey was done in February. Across that lot there. I'm sure it was done back then.
Well, it was done in March, from what I got.
No,
it was the first
supposedly survey. What I was told was February. So
well, whatever. The survey was probably done. I didn't get the certificate of survey until.
Okay. Yep.
So let's say, yeah, the survey was probably done in February, you know, the physical aspect of it. And then the certificate of survey, the paperwork, we got in March. And then when we received that, we noticed the easements weren't on it. So then we had to go back and get the easements added to it because we want to have the easements recorded. That's, you know, one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle there.
Yeah.
And then we got that kind of, I think in June is when we finally got that updated. And then that's when we, from a council standpoint, started the process.
Okay.
So, I mean, really kind of, you know, we're held up till we have that survey because I have to set up a public hearing. That requires at least 10 days. Notice, and then I guess send out notices too.
Okay.
I guess we'll have to push the surveyor to get it as soon as possible. I mean, ideally, I want to get it done before the snow flies, you know, so we can get that parcel split and then the right, correct names and.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the council, we can move forward with the survey we already have and do it with that if there was a major concern. Because we did mention that at the last meeting that if we didn't have the updated survey, that we have the potential to move forward with the current survey that has been given to us by your lawyer.
I don't know. I don't talk to the lawyer anymore. And you guys, do you talk to your lawyer anymore about this? Seems like nobody's talking to nobody about this anymore.
Well, I do. I ask for updates. I just did the other day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, whenever nobody's too concerned about it, I guess just let it go with it.
I am. I want to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah. I don't know what I can do about it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I can do about it.
I guess just push the surveyor to get it.
I don't even know who this guy is. Some Nelson dude. I don't know. He's not even with Sibley Surveyors, is he?
I think it's E.G. Rudd that did it last time. So
okay. That sounds right. Yeah.
So I'd assume they would be doing the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have all the documentation, it'd be easiest for them to, you know, just rewrite up the scripts.
Redraw
some lines. It really shouldn't take much, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think 10 minutes sitting down at the table and write it out and be done, you know. But I don't want anybody to think that it's me. It's not me. It's whatever. So, yeah. I don't know what else to do, what else to say. So. And you're going to be gone here now? You're going on vacation or whatever? So, yeah.
Well, Council, any thoughts? Like I say, we do have two options. Either we can wait for the new survey, or we can go forward with the current survey that we have.
Well, the survey you have is what?
It is dividing the parcel into the two parcels that was shown on that picture last time around. The one that you are saying that that wasn't what you directed your lawyer to do.
Yeah, just when you say two, when you say two lots, I mean,
the packet isn't.
Just the drawing of what we proposed or agreed to is in there.
Well, at least this will give us in the packet. There's a photo there, Steve.
Okay.
I don't know what, we're not numbered with pages, so it looks like this.
Where's the back?
Oh, yeah.
Where's the back?
So as you can see there, this is what we thought we were going to get from a survey is dividing the track of land up into to track one and track two, which would leave your one parcel off to the side as residential, like you had talked about wanting to have happen. But the survey instead that we have has the track two, as it's, as you can see in the photograph, and has all of your other properties as track one.
Yeah. This is what they're calling track one, is that, and then the Snoopy added on in the back piece. And that's what we talked about. And the old gas station is by itself.
Right. That's what you had mentioned, but that's not what we got from your lawyer.
The first time.
The first time.
Right.
Yeah. And we haven't got any updates since that point in time either. And that, and the whole arrangement around us getting this land divided back when we settled everything out in court was that your camp was going to take care of all this and get us to it in a timely manner, which that has not happened either.
Yeah, I jumped him about that, and he said the survey was done in February, and what happened in between there, I honestly don't know.
Well, Jeremy just recapped it tonight. He recapped it at the last meeting. What took place as well. After the last meeting, I thought we left the meeting that if you were going to make some contact, Jeremy was going to make contact with our lawyer. And if nothing happened, we were going to go with this one, with the subdivision. I think it's very important that the city get their piece of property back. And that way, when the snow starts flying, we don't have to incur additional costs and have to worry about taxes being higher than they need to be.
I don't know what to say. I just know that last time I talked was, this is what we would like to do. And as for zoning, I don't know why it's got to be a zoning issue.
Well, right now that property is zoned agriculture. The part that we're subdividing out is labeled agriculture. So first step is subdivided. Then we can deal with zoning after that. And that's what our city planner and Jeremy are working on right now.
But, okay, I understand that. But when it's attached to that piece, then what I heard some vicious rumor about something that you're going to downtown business. Well, I haven't seen any downtown business in this town come thriving into this town in the last 15 years. And I ain't no lie.
And I've owned it for 35 years.
Not going to disagree with your assessment of business being downtown. I'm just saying that our first step is to subdivide. Our second step is to zone. And based on what our city planner advises on for zoning, that's what we're going to probably looking to do as that's why we hired the city planner to do what he's going to do.
Okay. I'm just looking out for myself because I'm not going to say, yeah, this is what we're going to do with, and you guys agree upon this. And then I get the big hook in the butt. I'm not going to say, yeah, this is what I, you know, just throw it on the other piece of property. I don't need another piece here, you know, but I don't need another zoning thing to come in and say, oh yeah, we're going to whatever, who knows?
Right. And I think at the last meeting, when we had this discussion as well, we both agreed on what the zoning would be down there.
It's going to stay the same as what I heard.
It was in the business district.
Downtown business district.
Yeah.
Well, now I don't see that's what now it's just, I always thought it was commercial or just, you know,
no,
it's work never, stuff there. And all of a sudden it's downtown business. But what is that?
It's never been commercial. It's always been business district. That's the official, but then on the land use map shows that it's, you know, downtown business district. And it's been that way since probably I've been here, to be honest.
Yeah. And we reconfirmed it in our comp plan. Yeah. And I believe you were on council when we approved the comp plan.
You know what it says in my tax statements? I ain't going to tell you what it says in my tax statements.
Well, I know what it does because it's been pointed out to me, but that we're the authority for zoning.
What is the county? What does it say, Jerry?
Residential.
Exactly.
I think we all understand that the GIS mapping for like Carver County is not a very good.
You might as well
right. Yeah. So I think invoking them is not going to be a very strong argument for anybody.
Yeah. And I don't know why that map came from Holt or what's his name. I don't know why we pay them to send us a bunch of papers that don't mean nothing. What's the firm that sent that paper out? It's right on the top corner.
Bolton Mink, you talking about? Or?
It's right on the top page. I said, why do we pay them to send us all bogus papers?
Well, they're going off of whatever information they get on their own. So
they should check it out a little bit more. Whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that there. So
as long as they don't get in a big screaming match about this, because we're still doing business there.
Yeah. And like I say, right now it's zoned agriculture.
That little piece.
Yeah.
The half of that parking
lot. Yeah. So our first step to get it zoned properly is to get it subdivided.
Then let's do it.
So then I would say then let's move forward with the survey that you originally gave us.
Yeah, guys, you can split it and deal with this part later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like Mr. Neaton says here, you could have the council approve the split based upon existing survey.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, and then we can tackle the rest of it afterwards, which we're going to have to anyway. I mean, it was something we already knew we were going to have to do. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Pins are there.
Pins are there. I mean, they've been there for a while. So
the back one, I think that still has a stake on it.
It's still got a stake there, yeah.
So, Jeremy, anything else that we need if we go with the current survey, the last survey we got?
This kind of puts me in a pickle because I'm going on vacation. Because I got to get in the paper and I have to schedule the meeting. I can't send nothing out without the survey unless we're going to go with the old survey. If you go with the old survey, then they're going to have to apply for another minor subdivision if they don't want that all as one parcel. And then they're going to have to re-subdivide it again. And I know we want to get this done. I mean, it should be done already, if I'm honest opinion, but
I don't know what Neaton is talking about here. He's talking the council can approve the split based upon existing survey.
Yeah, that's the survey that we talked about at the last meeting, which you had made mention that you don't want it to be that way because it takes all of your properties and makes it one. And you still want to keep the residential spot residential.
I mean, so like the earliest then you could hold a public hearing if you wanted to do it on the existing would be the 30th, 31st. I'm not going to be here.
I won't be here.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the first week in November. You know, that would be about the earliest, you know, we could do it if we're going to do it on the back to the original survey that was submitted to us. I mean, I guess I just wish I knew at a time frame from because I mean, ideally, if you could get it to me in a week, we're looking at the same time frame. You know, because I'd have to get it in the paper tomorrow, because I'll be gone after tomorrow. I'd have to get it in the paper tomorrow or the 19th. And then we could have the meeting anytime after that, the public hearing. I mean, the planner could send out the notices.
When's the next council meeting? Could you have it?
14th.
Can you get it? Have it then? No.
And we could. I mean, what I'm looking is the earliest we could do right now would be the week of the 30th.
Oh, yep. I don't know. Actually, I just got to talk to McDougal, and he can talk to Neaton, and they can do whatever they got to do. They can do miracles if they want. They think they can, but
we could still approve the subdivision as we've got it already. We could set the public hearing for it sounds like first week of October, last week of October is pretty jacked up for most of the council, right?
I'm fine.
Yeah, last week, but I thought you meant like being like, or what day, you know, I mean, is it going to be Tuesday again?
It could be any day.
Well, Tuesday is Halloween, so I don't know how that plays into people's schedules. If we do it Wednesday, November 1st?
It should be. I won't be, so you guys knock yourselves off.
Well, as long as we have four of us, I mean, we need.
And then are we going off of the initial survey then? Because if we do that, I mean, then we can, it just creates a lot more work because then he's got to submit a minor subdivision. If we go off the other survey, if you want your other parcels separated versus all three that would be created combined, then you would have to submit a minor subdivision. Then we'd have to go through the hoops of zoning again. It's a tough situation because we want to get it done. I mean, as soon as possible, it needs to get done. I mean, because we're all sitting out there hanging on a limb with litigation questions too, because who's you know, I know it's our property, but it's in my name, right?
Exactly. Phil.
So that's why it's the utmost importance to get this done. So ideally,
ideally it'd be.
Ideally, if we could get that other survey.
And within the next week or so, as soon as possible. So
I mean, I could schedule the public. We could schedule the public hearing and hope we get the new survey 10 days before to get notices out. Because we have to do that, or otherwise we can't. It'd be null and void. I mean, if we don't have the public well, hearing.
If we're this close, and that's where you guys want to be, anyways, doesn't that kind of let's say we have to wait another week? But if that's the direction, if that's what we're geared up for already, because if we go with the original and then you guys want to split it up anyways, it sounds like the new survey will have it split already. Because I mean, if we wait another week for a survey, it could take you guys another 3 weeks to split it later, depending on timing. I don't know what they would do, but I mean, to me, it's starting to make sense to just let's let this survey go through because it feels like that's the direction we need to go. That's where everybody wants to be at the end.
The new survey.
Yeah. Because that's where everybody wants to be in the long run.
But I get Chris's push too. We need that survey.
Yeah.
Right.
Like preferably within a week.
Well, I mean, it could snow in 2 weeks.
Right.
I see the help to that too.
Oh yeah. So,
I mean, we've already waited, you know, What are we, 10 months, 10 months into this?
Yeah, let's get it resurveyed, being that they're going to subdivide it anyway. Let's get...
I'd say let's... We can just get a hold of whoever we need to get a hold of and just tell them it's almost parts. We need to survey down within the next week. We've been waiting for how long? It's been requested. We need to set a public hearing on this. Hopefully they can get it done with, you know,
I don't know if we're, when you said we're going to have it subdivided, it's not hooked together right now.
Right. But the survey that was provided to us puts all three of your properties together.
Okay. As one.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
As one parcel, one track.
I mean, if we've waited 9 months, we might as well just wait the extra couple of weeks and get that way. You guys have what you want where it's all split up. I mean, I know it's easy for me to say to wait.
I mean, the problem I have right now is I'm gone. I'm out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be able to, you know, tackle it, but I can, you know, hand it over to our planner. So that way it could get done, but I'm going to need that communicate that Jan understands what's going on and what's needed. Because once we get that survey, that has to be sent. I mean, we have to set a public hearing tonight. And then let's just say we save for the 14th, okay? That's got to be in the paper November 2nd.
When do you come back? When do you get back?
30th. But the problem is, all the footwork needs to be done before I get back.
Gotcha.
And that's the reason why my suggestion would be is let's go forward with the current survey, get the ball rolling, and then in the interim, we can get the survey that we're looking for. Still hold the public hearing. Talk about the division of the land.
So,
because the public hearing is just for everybody to weigh in on how they want to see everything take place. Then at the next meeting is when we make a decision on the subdivision of the land.
Right.
So then we could go back to their old circle.
If we could get that new survey,
yeah,
right. 10, 12 days prior, we can use that survey then to send out and then use after the public hearing. So, I mean, when are you looking? When do you want to do a public hearing on the subdivision? For the 14th?
Yeah.
Seems to make the most sense. I mean,
or like I said, you're looking at probably November 1st. But then I would need that survey by, you know, the 20th, by the 20th, so I could send out notices on, so notices could be sent out on the 20th.
In this letter here, it says that this Nelson surveyor is going to get it in this week, it says. Hoping. So if he gets it done this week, which there you go.
That'd be golden. I mean, then we could, we could hold a meeting November 1st.
I mean, it says it here, but there's been a lot of things.
But said. Then a lot of things need to take place in between then. I need to get that survey. Jan needs to get that survey to her planner. And then our planners need to get the notice out and the publication.
It's the 14th, a more realistic timeline there.
I say just keep the 14th.
Yeah, say let's just do it the 14th.
Then we're not dropping
the ball. Give ourselves a little bit more leeway. Now it's another 2 weeks, but then we know if we don't have that survey by the 14th, then it's going into this. The one that
then it's going back to the original.
No, it's not.
Good.
Well, that's what we'll move forward with. That's what we've talked about and discussed in the last meeting.
No, that ain't gonna happen that way.
Well, then you should call the surveyor and.
Then you might as well wait, much like you guys are doing right now. You might as well wait another couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think that's what the
port already waited 10 months.
Yeah, the port.
We wait that long, waiting one couple of weeks.
Then we're going to be waiting another couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple more. What's the difference?
When is it going to end?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, on the 14th.
No, I don't think.
Yeah, you know, just to remind you, Steve, it was your. That was part of the agreement.
I know what the agreement was. And apparently, Mr. McNugel knew all about it. So I don't know whose fault it is. You can say it was my lawyer and I can say it was your lawyer. So.
And what did our attorney know?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on about anything. I just know that he knew the survey was done on February 15th or something like that. It was done, the survey.
But it wasn't done correctly.
And I don't know that. I'm not a fancy lawyer. And why did it take this long for the council to understand that?
We've been
under. Because I explained that to you earlier, that this physical survey was probably done in February.
Okay.
The paperwork was done in March. It wasn't correct.
Okay.
So it was sent back to the drawing board to get it correct and the easements added.
Okay.
We didn't get that till June. Then we started the ball rolling. Okay. We had a public hearing set up to have this approved last month already. But then it wasn't according to you, because I feel it was your responsibility to talk to your lawyer and review that survey to make sure what he was submitting is what you wanted.
From February to June, whose fault was what was going on then? Were you talking to your lawyer?
I just said.
What happened in between there?
The surveys.
The survey was done.
The survey was done, but the paperwork wasn't correct. Okay. Certificate of survey.
Why didn't you talk to your lawyer and your lawyer talk to me? I'm not making no lawyer.
I did, and I have the emails.
Okay, cool.
That we did communicate. That
don't have an argument with me on this, because I don't know what was going on here. It was between the lawyers.
But okay, my argument is, Steve, that was your responsibility.
I don't know about that.
Not the city's.
That's the attorney.
That was your responsibility.
Anyway, I'm not arguing.
But at the end of the day, the survey that we got in June had the easements and had it all set up for the subdivision. The trouble was, when we were going to move forward with the public hearing, it's going to be two parcels instead of being the way it takes out your residential parcel is what it does. And that's how whatever your surveyor, your lawyer set it up that way. And I go under the presumption that they would have thrown it past you and before they sent it to us.
Chris, I don't know.
I
come up to talk to Jeremy and Jeremy showed me that. I said, I have no idea.
Right. So
is that not right?
No, yeah. it's right.
And so one of the concern I have, if we delay, is this won't get done until 2024. Because for whatever reason, the communication is not getting to the surveyor for what you guys want to have done.
You know what we want done.
We know,
yeah.
But the survey that's being provided us is not saying what you want to have done. So that's the reason why I'm saying, let's do the subdivision as it is. Then you guys can work with the surveyor to get your property subdivided again. And then that way you're fully in it until you get it done. And then we can come to council and we can go through the process like we're going through right now to get that subdivided out, and everything will be copacetic after that. In the meantime, if we don't do that, we're going to be pushing snow back down to the park.
Chris, you don't have to talk to me about that. You got to talk to your other people that don't want to do it. So that's up to you. This here, my lawyer says we can agree on, the council can agree on approve the split based upon existing survey.
Is that what you want to do?
I concur with your lawyer.
So you want to split it in two? Not three.
You want all three parcels combined?
Yes.
So you go, all of your... all of yours will be one.
That pamphlet right there.
Well, then let's do it.
Then talk to him. Don't talk to me. I don't know. You guys want to hurry this up?
And then if you want to split it back later, then you can do it later.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but back. I'll hopefully sure you're right. You want what this is.
Yeah, I want this.
Yeah, not what was submitted.
She said two lots.
The city and yours.
No,
you don't have two of your own.
I want two lots on me. When I talk two lots, I talk two lots on mine.
I don't argue. Then that's where I was getting confused there. I thought you meant two lots, like ours and yours.
That's what I mean. I get so confused about this whole thing.
Yeah, it's not easy to keep straight.
I think just the frustration is the timeline here, right? We're 10 months into this.
Yeah.
Right. But I think the council, to point out, the council is trying to work with you. to get it right.
Okay.
Cool. But time is of the essence.
Yeah.
Whatever so you guys. As Steve read, his lawyer said that one of our options is to go with the current survey we have.
Which is me having two lots.
No, it's the current one we have now is two lots. Your lot and lots. The city's lots. What's on this drawing?
On that one there, it shows I have two lots.
Yeah, but that's ours.
This isn't the survey that's been presented to us.
Yeah, that's not even a survey.
This is what we would like to see happen at the end of the day.
Both are depicting what we agreed upon.
Right.
So the survey, what we would go, this would be the city's and all of this would be yours as one.
That's what I don't want.
Well, that's what your lawyer is telling you we can approve tonight.
I know that. I don't have to repeat.
Well, you just said that's what you wanted.
I know that. That's why we're here. We want to split this. And that's why, I don't know if you understand.
Essentially what the lawyer is saying, the other way around. To hurry the process up, we're allowed, we can approve what has been submitted, and then you are able to come back and re-subdivide that out if you want to at a later time. To move the process forward, or we wait hopefully till the 14th to have this new survey done and we move forward with that. If it's in our hands by the 14th, yeah, we use that
because the new survey will still
wait till the 14th. I guess that's what you want to do. Fine, that's whatever. I don't care, whatever you guys decide.
I know time is of the essence, but I think waiting until the 14th, and maybe I'm alone here, but.
No, it says hopefully he's hoping to get it in next week on the.
And that would be fantastic if he can do that. I mean, we're all sitting pretty, I think.
If it's already in process,
that's what everybody.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody wants at the end of the day, because then that survey is going to reflect this. Mm-hmm. We have one, you have two.
Yeah.
Your lawyer states differently he's saying you have one and we have one.
Yeah, that's what that's what threw me way out of Scott.
Yeah.
Jeremy, the drop dead date to get it in the paper for a 14th hearing would be what?
So then November 2nd. So I'd have to advertise it.
There's a wait. Yeah.
It'd have to be to the paper by the end of the day, the 27th, Friday the 27th.
So we could approve tonight a public hearing for the 14th at 7:00 for the subdivision of the property. And depending on if we get the updated one or not, will depend on which survey we use.
We move forward with
it. Right. Council understand?
I do. Yep. I think that's the most reasonable timeline.
Okay.
I know it's not the ideal, but I think it's the most reasonable. I think it makes the most sense here with what everybody wants.
That gives them over 2 weeks. To get that survey to
us. And they're saying hopefully this week or next week.
Then we go according to this, I just got yesterday.
Yeah.
So everyone's clear. And so, I mean, we're all on the same page. We'll approve the public hearing on the 14th. And hopefully the survey comes before then, within the next 2 weeks, we can get it on the paper. If it is not by then we will proceed with
the original
survey. And then we can subdivide that at a later time. If it's not to us within 2 weeks, it'll work.
Yeah, that's what we're up against. Yeah. Yep.
And I will let our attorneys know that to relay that message.
Okay. Makes
sense. Good.
Okay.
Is that right now?
Okay. I don't know. So then I look for a motion then to hold the public hearing to subdivide the land on November 14th at 7:00.
Make a motion to hold a public hearing. To subdivide the land and said properties at 7:00.
Councilman Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to hold a public hearing for said properties at 7:00, November 14th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Pass. So let's hope we get the new survey by the time we need it. All right, we'll move on then to city clerk treasurer vacation. Thanks, Steve.
All right, so tomorrow's my last day.
Nuts.
No.
You got to give 2 weeks.
of work before vacation.
Oh.
I know you want to do a newsletter. Jan, what's your comfort level on that?
We can work together. Me and Chris will figure it out.
Because I think what you could do is just do a one-sided newsletter maybe, and then maybe just whatever Southern Valley Alliance gets us on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
We can get something out. Yeah. And I'll run through it with you tomorrow. But even if you give me a write-up, maybe I can slap it together quick. You know, if you can give me a write-up tomorrow.
Oh, I probably do that.
Okay. 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 All right. So that's the first thing. And then we continue to have our staff meetings. So we've had a staff meeting. We'll have another one tomorrow just before wrap up last minute things before I go. But a few of the things I just had is like Jan's hours. What do we want to do? What are the council's wishes there? I mean, if she works 8-4-30 every day, that's going to be what, 42, 43 hours?
Yeah.
Unless you take a lunch break or something, or, I mean, or you want to do 8-4, or, you know, we can post hours, or what do you want to do with hours? Keep 8-4-30?
What are you comfortable with?
Yeah, Jan, are you comfortable with?
I'm good. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do now. I mean, but I'm down to, you know, you want to keep it at 30 hours. So I only work like 3.5 days.
Okay.
But if I went over 40, I'm very comfortable with just using that as comp time.
Oh.
You know, without, if that's okay with you guys.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah. Okay. If you're willing
to work. That's great. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Then we will do that. We've already
We
talked about that.
I'm good with that. So
appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll have the office open at normal hours. So.
Yep. Sounds okay. Good. Perfect. Really good. And then, like I said, if something does come up, I can be Bess is going to be emailed. So if there is, I know I've had things come up in the past. You can email me what's going on. I'm not going to have communication via phone or text or any of that. Because I'm going to be on a different network and I'm not going to have international calling or anything. And then just remember, it's probably going to be about a delay if I have to respond because of 6-hour difference. Yeah. And then I don't know what the Spotify is or the Wi-Fi is going to be at where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's spotty or it's good or I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
But, yeah. Yeah. Remember, I mean, you survive.
Jeremy, I told you before.
So.
Make it up.
So
yeah. Go with the flow.
We'll figure it out. So if you have anything I can be reached tomorrow yet. So we'll work on the newsletter. It'll be one of my priorities and some of the reports I got to do. But other than that, I will be back. We get in the afternoon of the 27th. Okay, so I'll be back. And then Jason is taking off the 27th to the 7th. Right? So we've kind of talked about that where Steve can fill in gaps too. And then I'll fill in the gaps other places too. So we have kind of tried to work everything out to keep the city moving forward and make it as easy as possible for when we both get back.
Yep.
So if there is an emergency, we have put together an emergency contact list, which we will be putting together, finishing up tomorrow, laminating.
That's good.
There'll be one in the office. Jason will have one in the shop, and there'll be one out at the water treatment plant. So if there is an issue, that gives you the numbers. If there's an emergency, probably the first call, if neither of us around, is to call Kurt Reeds. Yeah. Guy's great. Mm-hmm. So if there is an emergency. But yeah, other than that, yeah, like I said, it'll be in tomorrow, and then I'm out of here.
Yeah, enjoy it.
I plan on it.
Yeah. I hope you don't think of us once.
Excellent. Council, any questions?
What are we, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Can we go on Saturday for because we need to have a ceremony?
Oh, I apologize. I thought Steve was going to be around.
So,
or no?
Just go through everything. Okay.
Yeah, I think just run it by Steve. I mean,
yeah.
You know, like I said, you know, a lot of them things that come up usually are minor. So I would just run through with Steve tomorrow or Thursday, you know, if there was something to come up for a rental, for the rental.
Okay.
So that we're covered. Just that someone's around, not like last weekend.
And would it make sense to have somebody in addition to Steve, just in case, like a backup plan to the backup plan?
Tim's looking for something to do.
Well, no, I will. I mean, I'll be around, so I can certainly come with you. Depending on when you do it, I'm working from home Thursday and Friday.
Okay. And then are you going to leave your phone with Steve?
Okay.
And then
just let me know, I guess, if you think
that makes sense. Let him know if he runs into an issue, Tim would be the backup. To the backup.
Last resort, like always.
I heard a nomination of himself.
Yeah.
Comfortable as last resort.
Perfect. Anything else?
Yeah.
Right. Move on to new business. Hopefully everybody has seen that there is a new vehicle parked out front.
Yeah, so unless you have anything to add to what I put together for advertisement for bids, what I'll do is I'll run it in the league and rural water and those type of things tomorrow too. We're thinking, anybody have any objection if we put it on like Facebook on the local markets?
No.
And if it, the local,
yeah.
We're thinking that's probably going to be our best bet, even more than I think put in the paper. I don't know if anybody even read the paper anymore. I apologize to the paper, but I'm just, you know, I'm thinking Facebook's going to reach more people than the paper that we talk. So that's what we plan on doing too. So
I think that makes good sense.
Okay. So we will do that. And then we'll just do like we have in the past, sealed bids. We'll open them at 4:30 on the 14th, bring them to council. And then council has the right to accept or reject any and all bids. So,
okay.
So we'll see what we get.
Cool. Any questions, council?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. We'll then move on to new city truck accessories already. Jay.
Yeah. So if you get an opportunity, it's a big truck. It needs step boards or running boards. Yeah. So Jason has ordered them. We'll take that. We've talked about taking that out of the tool budget or whatever. But he has decided to kind of go with the, are they toolboxes?
Yeah, toolboxes on each side.
Yeah. You know, versus the service box, saving the city 10 grand.
I like that.
So me and Jason talked. While we do that, is if there would be any objection that we would borrow, we'd do a transfer from the savings from the city maintenance fund to the general fund to cover that cost. And what was it, about $2,100?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you guys
can do. Any objection? Whatever you feel comfortable with doing.
We got the truck, get it equipped.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Then have a motion for that. It's not budgeted. Basically to transfer up to, what do you need, Jason? Up to?
It was under 21.
So up to $2,100 for the toolboxes to transfer from city savings fund to the general fund.
Make a motion to transfer up to $2,100 from the city savings account to the general fund for accessories for the new city truck.
Second it.
Seconded to move up to $2,100 from city savings to the general fund for accessories for the new truck. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Move on then to the arbitrage service contract.
Yeah, so basically, this is the reporting that's required by the IRS to provide a report that we did not yield a higher rate of return by investing your bond proceeds. And that the rate of return are in the rate of return on the bond. So it's a report we have to do, required by IRS to do every 5 years, due at the end of this year. I think it's a recommendation really is what it is, 5 years, but I'd like to stay in the good graces of the IRS. Mm-hmm. So So I believe, what did they quote us? $1,500.
It's not that bad for an audit like that.
Yeah, because usually single audits there can be.
Any questions, counsel? Again, it's one of those formalities that.
Yeah.
So I look for motion then to approve the master arbitrage service contract with Ehlers.
Make a motion to approve the master arbitrage services contract with Ehlers.
Second it.
Moving seconded to approve the master's arbitrage services contract with Ehlers. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Baldwin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. On then to city council reports.
I got nothing.
What?
Not this time.
Still don't want to keep talking about toothpicks, huh?
They're still there.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Maybe next month.
Okay. Councilman Pop.
Nothing.
Councilwoman.
Nothing. Weber.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
And so we already talked about that we're going to get a newsletter out tomorrow, or at least get it set up so it can get out later this week. Just a reminder, I'm going to have in my section newsletter anyway, there's going to be a food drive going on Halloween at 160 Jacob Street, or one of our former fire chiefs. One of his girls are putting on a food drive connected to their haunted house, or haunted woods, they call it, from 6:30 to 8:30. So I'll have more information in it, but if you just want to get the word out and about, I'll forward you the email and you can forward to council.
Perfect.
We'll go from there. That's all I have.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moving seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for October 10th, 2023 is adjourned at 1957.